Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
Can we solve something for you? What do you need solved in your life? Something bugging you? Well, just bring it to Text Roulette. It's Elizabeth and Radar. It's brought to you by the Yamada Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. We see all your texts coming in. We see the list. How do we pick it? We do this. Gotta spin that text roulette wheel.
Spin it.
Five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh boy, some relationship issues within the family, it looks like. I see sisters and parents mentioned here. Well, what can I do to get my sisters and I together, parentheses, talking, relationship mostly before our parents pass? So it sounds like sisters are not talking.
An estrangement within the family before.
Oh, this is so odd. Nobody ever has this happen in
their
family.
Mom and dad pass away.
This doesn't happen in families, does it? I'm pointing to myself because it's been going on for a long time.
Where people aren't getting together and they're not talking?
Yeah, people aren't. I'm not talking to them. I don't see them. I don't call them. And then all of a sudden, something happens and you kind of melt and break down and then everything is fine. And then somebody else, poking at each other, and then all of a sudden, I'm not talking. You didn't show up to the kid's birthday party. We're done. Why are you doing that? I will say this. I don't have an ego, but I'm the peacekeeper in the family because I'm like, we don't have that much time on earth. Why is this little thing bugging you?
You definitely are that person, and they're the baby of the family.
I just like to have fun.
There was a guy that I dated growing up, and his family, his mom had a lot of siblings, and I remember there were two estrangements. There was an aunt and there was a brother, and I didn't understand that. I remember being younger thinking, how do you just not talk to them? How do you not send them a Christmas card? How do you not see them? And then I became an adult.
And then you saw.
And then I recognized in family dynamics that there can be some, there can be illegal behavior that has happened where people are stealing money and taking things and gossiping and on all kinds of things that can happen. As I've gotten older and seen family members and other outside family members and family members of friends and things that have gone on, where it's like sometimes you need that distance. But my advice for this mixed listener, just like friends that have brought this up and said, what do I do with this brother of mine or sister-in-law, you've got to look at who's willing to be the hero in this situation. And being the hero in this situation sometimes means that you need to just put the differences aside for the greater good, not constantly bring it up, dig it up, and move past it. You don't have to forget, but if you can, who can step up and be the hero here and say, let's just move on? And you have to have all willing parties to participate.
I know some people who will say, look, we're going to call a ceasefire, a truce between us when we're in front of mom and dad. Make it look like everything is good. We'll keep our differences over here. We still have this difference. But in front of mom and dad, we're going to be cool. Because look, like I said, There's not a lot of time left on Earth.
No.
And you don't want to be the people who go to, like, my dad's funeral 27 years ago, and then we've got cousins who don't talk, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, we should get together more often and not at a funeral home. Do you think? Yeah. You don't want to be doing that, especially with your sisters.
And perhaps maybe it needs to be addressed of what is going on. If there is a circumstance where it's like, okay, this person and this person, we need to get you together. It's breaking up the rest of the family. Say your piece. Get it out there. Rumble with that vulnerability. But only if you could have everybody agree that, and then we're moving past it.
No, because
we're moving past it.
That's the problem. Like in my family, people don't like to move past things. So maybe you just put the guard down for a while. Hey, okay, it's Christmas. Just grin and bear it. And then go back home and keep it going. Because there's a lot of times people are, I'm speaking from my family's experience, they don't like to say, oh, I was wrong. Even though you were, they won't say I was wrong.
Look.
So just keep that. Keep that little, you know, headbutting going fine away from like the gatherings.
Both can be true. You could be right and you could be right. You could be wrong and you could be wrong. Both could be true in the same instance because everyone's coming at it from their own personal experience and their own personal perspective. And they have their idea of what the truth is, but the truth is somewhere in the middle. But for this mixed listener that wants to get their siblings together talking before mom and dad pass away, I think you need to acknowledge what started it, try to address it, and see where you can go. See where you can go from there.
You really want to open up old wounds and just try and solve things.
Sometimes you have to. Think about when you break an arm, it's a bad break. Okay, we got to re-break it for it to heal. Then maybe that's what needs to happen.
You don't know my family very well, do you? You need to get to know my family because I don't think that'll happen. I'm just saying. And then there's some families that could work.
I think you have to also recognize that when you decide to forgive someone, it's not that you're giving them a pass or you're saying it's okay what you did. You are doing it for yourself, so you're not carrying the weight of that anger and resentment. That's what forgiveness is. It's for you, so that you can walk through this life and not feel so jaded and angry. Because you're giving yourself the life sentence by that. Yeah, it's
really going to work.
Holding a grudge. Haven't you heard the saying that holding a grudge?
Oh yeah.
Is drinking poison, but expecting the other person to die. That's not what's going to happen here.
That is not going to happen at all. Well, what do you think, Nick's family?
Has this worked for anyone else?
Yeah.
What have you done to bury the hatchet and try to get your family to communicate after years of not talking?
Yeah, maybe it's been like, oh, I haven't talked to my sister in 15 years. All of a sudden, we decided this and things are better now. What's the magic formula? Is there some kind of something you can do? Maybe it's what Elizabeth said.
Try to get people together and...
No, I was going to say that the re-break and then put it back together.
We're going to duke this out.
Oh, no, the arm is broken. We got to break it again, put it back. Oh, the family's fine.
Have a mediator there.
Yeah, exactly. 414-432-1099. Again, the text roulette this morning. What can I do to get my sisters and I together relationship-wise, mostly before our parents pass? Mm.
We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
What can I do to get my sisters together? Apparently, this texter is not talking, and it's text roulette with Elizabeth and Radar. Hi, Laura. What do you think?
Hey, Laura.
Good morning. I think I just went through something very similar to this situation. My dad passed away, and my brother was being a turd.
That's putting it nicely.
Yeah, that's putting it very nicely. Right, right.
But,
don't
we just kind of did what we had to do. And I think it's not just my family. I've seen this happen before. You do what you do have to do with your siblings because you know that deceased one is going to want that, would want that. You know, like if you're not getting along, you know that you're like
your
my
father.
Dad.
Yeah, like you're saying, your father would want that.
My dad would not want us fighting. Right. over, you know, and especially when people die, the ugliness comes out of them.
Yeah.
The greediness.
Yeah, the greed.
Yep.
Seen that before in my family, too. I know what you're talking about. Yep, yep.
And we put the, you know, we buried the hatchet and just moved on, and it's been great since.
Good.
Well, and that's definitely the optimistic way of looking at it, if you can just put it behind you and work through that. But I do think about those horrible things that family members can do to each other. Again, illegal things that I've heard go on. Things that you sit there and go, if you weren't my blood, we would not in any way associate. And that's where I feel like for this mixed listener, you have to go to the root of what happened. Why did the communication stop?
Is that what you did, Laura?
I don't think you can just ignore that sometimes. Address it if you can, and then you can move forward.
Is that what you did? How hard was it to bury the hatchet and bring things up and say, look, let's get this solved?
Well, Laura, I want to ask this. What's the worst thing that your brother did?
Okay, you really want to know?
Sure, yeah. Well, you really want to tell us?
He was the POA for my parents.
Okay.
So my
always borrowing money type of thing?
No.
Okay.
But my dad's last wishes was to be buried in northern Wisconsin.
Okay.
And my brother took it upon himself to turn the table and do what he wanted. But this was like years before we even knew that my dad was going to pass. So when we caught wind of that, and then we just, you know, we just kind of went with the flow and got my mom involved and just straightened it out. So,
and you two talk now? Everything
wait, why
is
was
okay?
He not honoring your dad's wishes, though? What were his reasons for that?
It's too far.
It's
too far to drive for a funeral or to go and visit the site?
No, to go and visit the site.
Okay,
you know
what? I know what you're saying, because that same thing is kind of happening in my family. My dad's buried in Fond du Lac, and a lot of people are actually in my family. I'll divulge this. There was talk of, should we move Dad a little closer? And I'm like, I don't think you should do that. I
can
mean, you
move
can.
A body after it's been buried?
No. My sister works for a cemetery in Illinois, and she was one of them saying, I think we should move a little closer. It's too far to be driving to visit the gravesite. But I'm like, that's where we left him.
Those are his final wishes.
He's in a drawer. We're not going to open the drawer and take it out and start moving things.
Well, and also, am I the only one that believes in spirits? I feel like if you're messing with the dead, like there's going to be some way they're going to come back and get you. Now, where did your dad end up?
We haven't buried him yet. He's going to be buried in Tewaskum.
Okay, and can we ask when he passed?
Yeah, when did he pass?
February, just recently.
It was recently. Okay.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Laura, our sympathies to you. So he was cremated then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
And you haven't decided. So it's going to be in Tewaskum instead of up north. And your brother is dealing with that? Okay, I mean, what's...
He is, but we kind of took the wheel and got him he's a serviceman, so he was in the Korean War.
Okay.
So we got the honors that he deserves.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Definitely.
He deserves.
Whereas my brother wasn't going to mess around with that.
Isn't that something, like you said, you're already mourning, you're already going through just grieving and that loss, and then you've got to have some kind of drama surrounding it too.
Yep.
Sorry to hear that you were dealing with that, and thank you for being so candid about what's going on and helping out this mixed listener who's trying to look for some kind of support of how to move forward.
I recommend her or him, whichever it is, to go ahead and don't make a big deal about it, but just kind of get together and steal the way.
Okay, so that's what I was asking before, like, how did you do this? You kind of, you didn't come at him and like, back him in a corner and say, look, buddy, you kind of just, I like the way you came at that.
Did you expect this from your brother? Like growing up, was he always kind of the one that was, you know, poking or having problems?
Kind of. He was pretty quiet growing up. It was till like when he turned to be like maybe 21 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Then he moved to Virginia and did his own thing, but...
Is he the oldest?
My sister and I did not expect this at all.
Oh, man, the oldest right away, the strong-headed one. No, we're going to do it my way because I'm the oldest.
And we hope that your dad can have a beautiful burial and again, literally rest in peace.
Yes, exactly, and that's what you need to do. You need to think about the person that you're burying.
Yeah.
You know, put your things aside, because I'm sure that person, whoever this person is,
right,
is probably hurting inside, and going, okay, how are we going to deal with this? Just hatch it out.
And this person is lucky. Her or his parents are still alive. That's why they want to know, can we talk? How can we break the ice with each other?
Work this out before they pass. Passing. Thank you so much for calling in, Laura.
Yeah, this is great.
And thinking of you and your family during this really difficult time.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a rough road for my mom.
Oh, I can only imagine, especially now with what's going on with the kids.
Well, hopefully things are going to smooth out now for the rest of the time you have with her.
I hope so. You guys have a great day.
Hey, you
have
too.
A better one. Thanks, Laura.
Bye-bye.
Solid advice from Laura there, and that's the type of advice you get in Text Roulette. What do you need solved? Something going on in your life? Look at that. We have Nick's family opening up their hearts here and their whole family and
the
story.
Talking about what's going on with their family.
Yeah.
And this audio we're going to send back to the Mixed listener through the text line. Maybe there's a way of playing this audio for one of your siblings to see,
that's a great idea.
Hey, look, this is where I'm at. I reached out to a radio station because I really want us to talk. Discuss about how you miss the bond, you miss the connection, you miss being together.
And I know that that sounds like, oh, you called a radio station. It's not just a radio station. You have all these listeners, all this mixed family. They want to help you. And this is great, just like Laura did. She helped. She opened up everything. She didn't have to tell us all that, but she went really deep in the woods there.
And also shows you that you're not alone. Whatever you're going through, there is support out there. And hopefully we can get an update from the mixed listener to see what happens. But Text Roulette, it's anonymous. Get your questions in. What dilemma do you have? Problem, question you need solved.